Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. From our gospel reading today, we can think of seasons of the sun. The book of Ecclesiastes actually begins with everything there is a season under the sun. For us here in New York, we know, I think this is oftentimes one of the hardest times of our seasons. We're kind of right between winter and spring. The weather changes a little bit, but it's still pretty cold. We're waiting for the blossoms. We're waiting for spring. Not quite there yet. And in the church year, this lines up with our season of Epiphany, season of light, going into the season of Lent, and finally to Easter. Seasons of the sun. Spring can seem a long way away, but yet we have a little glimpse, a little glimmer of God's glory today in our reading from Transfiguration. God created the seasons, right, to give us a sense of time, that we could measure our lives according to God who orders all things according to his wisdom. And in our first reading today, the people of Israel actually see and behold God. And on their journey to the promised land, which took 40 years, they can have a glimpse of the past, of seeing what finally awaits them. But they had a long way to go. Our gospel reading today takes place right before Lent, right before Jesus going down the mountain to the cross. For everything, there is a season under the sun. Epiphany is a season of light, and Jesus is the light of the world, the light no darkness can overcome. And here at the end of Epiphany, right before Lent, we get one last glimpse or glimmer of that light in its glory. We started Epiphany with the baptism of Jesus, which parallels our gospel reading today. Jesus is revealed in the baptism as God's beloved Son, with whom the Father is well pleased. Here we see Jesus, who he is and why he matters, the anointed one, the one who comes to save. And now here at the end of the season of Epiphany, Jesus goes up a mountain. It's a high mountain, Matthew tells us. And God also spoke to Moses from such a high mountain, where he gave his words, the Ten Commandments. And now Jesus goes up a high mountain with Peter, James, and John, his closest elders, if you will. And he's transfigured. He's glorified. He's illumined. It's great. Moses is there representing the Old Testament, the law. Elijah is there representing the Old Testament, the prophets. All of Scripture coming together in Jesus. It's so clear. And Peter says, Lord, it's good that we are here. I'll make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. And as we heard in the reading, as Peter's saying it, God interrupts. A bright cloud overshadows them, like the cloud on Mount Sinai that hid the glory of the Lord. And there's a voice from the cloud, the voice of God, our Heavenly Father. This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. The same words spoken at baptism, now focused on Jesus alone. Listen to him. Peter is cut off mid-sentence. Peter tries to do something to set up a tent, but that's not what we do in seeing Jesus when we see him like this. There's nothing you can say when you see the full power of Jesus, the Savior. And God interrupts Peter because there's nothing we can do for our salvation or before God in his glory. We can only listen. We can only receive. And to stress the point, when the cloud lifts, when they're able to open their eyes again, they see Jesus alone, or Jesus only. Listen to him. And what does Jesus say? Well, lots of things. But right before our reading today in Matthew's Gospel, Jesus says one thing as we head towards a new season of Lent. If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. That's what Jesus says. Listen to him. Lose your life and find it. This is difficult. We often do what we want when we want. But following Jesus is actually not doing what we want, but listening to Jesus. And we all realize that in the end, we will lose our lives. It will be taken from us. But in Jesus, we'll find it again in eternal life. For everything, there is a season under the sun. Jesus knows the seasons of our life. He knows that we go through the good and the bad. He gives the disciples a glimpse of the good when they have to face the bad. Jesus knows that life is difficult too. It's beautiful, it's wonderful. He acknowledges that, he shows it. But that can often be hard to see. And so Jesus goes up on a mountain. For everything there is a season under the sun. Under the sun. In the Bible, that's a little play on words. There's the sun of righteousness which arises, S-U-N, and without the S-U-N, we have no life. And there is, of course, the S-O-N, the Son of God, who rises from the dead and fills the world with the light of eternal life. It's revealed in the Son, Jesus, who rises, and like the sun, S-U-N, on the mountain, is blaring and blazing light. The light shines in the darkness. And he's the one promised of old. He's the one that Moses and Elijah long to see. He's the one who holds all the Bible together as God's word of life and light for every season of our life. He's the one, actually, the Bible says, who holds all things together for his peace and his order. He's the one who's not in the grave, but is risen, ascended to heaven. He's the one that in Jesus, we too, in the glimpse of faith, in the hope of love, can see beyond to the lightness of eternal being, being one with God the Father, light from lights. And one day, we'll see that light in its glory. We'll transcend all these seasons of life in the promise of eternal life and see that sun rise upon us and never set. But for now, right, there's a season for everything under the sun, under the S-U-N and under the S-O-N. We're leaving the season of Epiphany, and it's time, right, for a new time. The book of Ecclesiastes, there's a time for everything under the sun, Ecclesiastes chapter 3. It says there that sometimes there's a time to sow, sometimes there's a time to tear. God tears us away from our own desires and our own self-interests. And God sews us together to Christ and to one another. And now God says, listen to Jesus, for in everything there is a season under the sun, under his watching gaze, under his protection and love. It's Wednesday already, it's Ash Wednesday. We'll go down the mountain with Jesus. Lent begins. It's 40 days of tearing away from selfishness, of creating some space for God to meet us in our hearts, to be sewn together in his mercy and love. It's a time to tear, maybe a time to give up, but maybe a time to make some openness too, for Jesus to show up. Seeing life under the sun, seeing life under Jesus the Son, is meant to be encouraging for us that all things hold together in Jesus, but we go one season at a time. One season at a time. If this winter has been particularly tough, if we face losses and sickness and prayer requests of loved ones and friends, we can remember our reading today that Jesus shines his light upon us. That there is, even now, the glimmer of eternal life in Jesus. That we can measure our struggles by God's wisdom and his eternal life in Jesus. And amidst all the other kind of competing voices out there, we too hopefully can listen to Jesus, who tells the disciples to rise and go on your way. Go out there Monday morning. I'm with you. He goes down the mountain, of course, to the cross. He goes all the way to death. And Jesus is with us every step of the way. For every season of our life, Jesus is there. Seasons under the sun. What season are you in your life? Let Jesus shine his light upon that season. Embrace it. See it as an opportunity to serve Jesus. For everything, right, there is a season. And for every season, it is under the sun. The sun which orders our seasons and orders our days aright. We start with a new day on Wednesday this week, a time to especially listen to Jesus, the time of Lent. But we know that that even ends with Easter. And we get a little glimmer of it today. The Son of Righteousness, Jesus, who shines upon us, our light and our life. Amen.